Trustee Buck.
Mr. Chairman, China welcomes the presence of Ms. Duran, Chairman of the Expert Mechanism on the Right to Development, and Mr. Deva, the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development. Over the years, the Intergovernmental Working Group, the Expert Mechanism, and Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development have engaged in open and transparent dialogues and consultations with various parties on the implementation of the Right to Development. They have strengthened coordination among themselves on various occasions and have achieved a number of important results. China highly appreciates this and will continue to support them. China has always emphasized that the implementation of the Right to Development at the global level is to a long way off. As an inalienable basic human right, the right to development has not been given due attention. Some countries still refuse to recognize this right. There are technology blockade, scientific barriers, unilateral sanctions, and the decoupling of development have had negative impact on the right to development. Multilateral human rights bodies have long underinvested in the right to development. China has always supported the efforts to mainstream the issue of development in the international agenda and to implement the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. We have launched the Global Development Initiatives, which promote fairness, effective synergy of global development, and an equal and orderly multipolar world, an inclusive economic globalization and open economy, so that the economic globalization become more open, inclusive, universally beneficial and balanced, and create a favorable environment for the development of all countries and effectively guarantee the equal rights to development of all peoples. China has consistently supported the relevant mechanism, the Human Rights Council, on the right to development, and has actively participated in the discussion. We have taken note of the 5 thematic studies by the expert mechanism and has made constructive comments on the relevant reports. The themes are relevant to the contemporary needs of development and reflect the concerns of some countries. It is hoped that the expert mechanism will fully incorporate the experience and good practices provided by all parties and actively disseminate the results of the study through various means so as to help the developing countries in promoting the right to development and independently explore the road to modernization in the light of their own conditions. China has taken note of the ideas put forward by the Special Rapporteur in his vision report to the Council on revitalizing the right to development and appreciates the efforts of the Special Rapporteur over the past year since he assumed his mandate to raise awareness and status of the right to development, as well as his efforts to explore the promotion of the right to development through the establishment of the academic circle, among other creative approaches. It is expected that the various mechanisms will further strengthen their cooperation while adhering to their own mandates so that 1+1 is greater than 2. China calls on the Council, the OHCHR, and other UN human rights mechanisms to pay greater attention to the right to development. The current liquidity crisis in the UN should not compromise the investment of necessary resources in the field of the right to development. Thank you, Mr. Chair.